Sunnyside, but I heard you at 8:33 this morning. But I was getting ready to eat breakfast, and I had a doctor's appointment, so I couldn't stop.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Oh, me. Yeah, I was headed out to play some tennis, and I got another match at 6 o'clock, so. But, boy, I tell you, it was a little oppressive out there this morning.
Here's the next few days, unless we get a thunderstorm in there. Or rain. I'm showing 100 degrees just driving straight down the road here on Rutherford Road. We just turned off of Wade Hampton, headed up towards the house. Went to the doctor's appointment, got a good report, and then went to Aldi's and over to Wally World and made it out of the Walmart parking lot in one piece.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Oh, me. Well, let's see. I haven't looked at my temperature gauge that I have here on the house. It's always in the shade. But this weather app I look at says it's 93, and the high is going to be 96. Oh, boy. So, but at 6 o'clock, we must have a cold front moving in because it drops a degree down to 95 from 96.
Sure, but they did say something about a cold front, the humidity's supposed to rise, and usually a cold front makes it go down. But I noticed they said the humidity was going to be oppressive, as you put it. And that's a good word for it. But we're coming north here, and guys, we're right here by, before DJW's turn off here into his housing addition called Silver Ridge, and it dropped down to 97.
Yeah, I was just kind of being sarcastic about about the cold front, but anyway, oh me. So, what are you out doing? You getting some more mass consumables?
Bernice makes all the goodies for Amy's 4th of July celebration. And so she had to stock up on that, and flour and sugar, which she's already got lots of it, but she said she needed more. And, then we just went over for a couple of things at Wally World, and we was looking for pitted dates, or chopped dates, and they didn't have them, and neither did Aldi's, and both of them usually do. But other than that, we got most of what we need. I don't even know what we spent. What did we spend, Bernice? Yeah, she don't know either. I mean, she's got the receipt. Quite a bit. But it's pretty bad out here. Well, what are you going to do? Just sleep and rest up until your next match now?
Looking around on sideband on some different bands, and I decided to go to FTA, so I'm going to give that up. Excuse me, I'm going to give that a shot here for a few minutes.
I mean, that's all that was on last night, Dave, was FTA up to about 10:15 or so, and then I said, to heck with it. Good time for me to be on there on CW and whatnot, but not so last night.
Yeah. Well, so far, not having much luck. Of course, I'm I'm on 20 meters, so most of the stations on 20 right now that I'm getting are from the good old U.S. of A, so I guess I'm going to have to move to another band and see what I can find.
Upper bands are usually good this time of day. Well, we got a text from a nephew this morning. He's a medical scientist, and he was in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and he was on the 152nd floor of the tallest building in the world, and he said it was going to be 107 degrees there today. Well, I told him, guess what? It's supposed to be darn near that down here in South Carolina. This is Gerald T.R.
KB4CBA. He's not the only one that's having it bad. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm on 17 now, and yeah, Cuba, Portugal, Belarus, Northern Ireland, France. That looks a little bit more like it.
Mike, over in that area? Yeah, that's pretty common stuff over in Western Europe. But if you don't got them, it's a good thing to get. But we just passed the Cunningham Fire Department, so you know how close we are to getting home. Well, good luck with that computer-generated amateur radio. Always got to throw a dig in there at that. Shoot. I better let you go, Dave. We're getting close to home, and talk to you later. This is N0TR.
So just out of curiosity, am I still noisy in the repeater?
No, sir. Full quieting. I'm starting to see some clouds build up in the northwest. I'd say they're cumulus nimbus, but they don't look real threatening yet. But they are starting to build up over there, so maybe we will get some moisture. We can sure use it. No, you're fine, Dave. See you later. 73 KB4CBA and 0TR clear.
Thank you, babe, Bernice, and we'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, KB4CBA, clear.
Oh, me, it's turned on now. Yeah, it was turned on. This W4NTQ is Simpsonville.
Give me a call again, KB4CBA.
Okay, the 4CPA. Heard you a lot, but I can't remember calls all after I talked to him. It's W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Andy Simpsonville, and I'm having trouble with a lot of radios by moving and I rang up.
And Dave, Eddie's 99 years old, and good afternoon, Eddie, and we're pulling into the garage, so I'll have to shut this thing off. 73's guys, KB4CBA to take it, N0TR.
I think you remember me. Go ahead, I'm going to get something to eat myself. That's W4NTQ.
Well, good to meet up with you on 2 meters FM. I don't think we've talked before, but anyway, go get you something to eat there. W4NTQ, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
I've been ham since about 75 years, so I'm getting kind of old. This W4NTQ, going to try to find something in the kitchen.